I could have just stopped there, of course. But grown-ups, you're not going to get off that easy. It's Easter. I must preach. Where does the energy come from? That's the question we just explored a bit with the children. And we learned the energy comes from God to roll away that stone. How else could that heavy stone be moved from its position, blocking the tomb? But perhaps the more interesting question is where the energy goes. Now, I was no science whiz in school, but I vaguely recall from high school physics the first law of thermodynamics, also known as the law of conservation of energy. Here's how it goes. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, but it can change form. Anybody else remember that from high school physics, one or two of you? I think you all were about as good as I was at science. What does that look like? Take water, apply some heat, and it turns into a vapor, right? An even simpler example, rub your hands together. It generates heat in the palm of your hands. This is not actually creating new energy. The work of your muscles takes the chemical energy of your body, changes it to work energy in your muscles, and then into friction or heat energy in your skin. You've actually moved energy from your body through your muscles and into your hands. There's a fixed amount of energy in a closed system. And while you can change its form, you cannot destroy it. And there may be something there for us to explore on this beautiful day when we remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Think about it. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, killed on a cross just a few days ago, now conquering death and alive. He is alive. Is it a miracle? Or is it simply an expression of that first law of thermodynamics? He is God, after all, the purest form of energy that we could imagine. If God were not energy, could there have been a creation? And if God is energy, God cannot be killed. Old law of thermodynamics. That primal energy can, however, be transformed, can't it? In a sense, this is what seems to be happening when we hear this story. Jesus died. No one who witnessed it had any doubt. His lifeless body was placed in a tomb, washed and prepared, as was the custom, wrapped in clean linen, and then the huge stone was put in place, blocking the opening, letting in no light or air into that space. For those who had prepared him for his burial, it seemed that all energy, all life force had left him. That body was no more than an empty shell. And I suspect that his mother and his disciples asked the same question that we ask when we behold the body of one whom we love who has passed. Where did he go? His energy, his vibrancy, his soul no longer there. Those disciples felt the absence of that life energy deeply. But if energy is neither created nor destroyed, but transformed, it had to go somewhere. And this is where the story gets very interesting. Where did the Jesus that they knew, the teacher, the rabbi, the son, the friend, where did Jesus go? In a few minutes, we will recite the Nicene Creed together, And it tells us that after Jesus was buried, he descended to the dead. And on the third day, today, Easter Day, he rose from the dead. If you look at ancient Russian icons depicting the resurrection, you will see a triumphant Christ standing above hell with the gates of hell broken open. Why? Because by his death, Jesus descends into the underworld to free the captive sinners from their sins. The icons show the broken chains and locks that had held the sinners in bondage. The energy of Jesus breaks those chains of the captives, the dead souls in hell, and sets them free. In those Russian icons, it looks like he is exploding with energy that could not be destroyed by death. And yet, we know he died. This is where his power, his energy, is transformed most remarkably. Jesus Christ destroyed death, the death of those souls, by his own death. His own force of divine love and his sacrificial act infused the captives with his energy, saving them and us from eternal death. What a powerful kind of energy this is. No wonder the disciples ran from that empty tomb. They sensed that a tidal wave of divine energy was rolling toward them. Now I know that this is pretty heavy going, both scientifically and theologically. It's hard to imagine Jesus as a love-charged energy source. But bear with me, because this has a bearing on each and every one of us here today. If you had a source of energy that could run your car without a trip to the Shell station, wouldn't that get you excited? These days especially. If you had a source of energy that meant that you wouldn't have to pay the oil company to fill up the tank to heat up your home in the wintertime, wouldn't that get you excited? If you had a source of energy that meant that you didn't need to go to Kroger's or Martin's or Food Lion or Costco and load up on food to keep your body going, well, maybe not quite as excited as the gas and the oil, but still, that would get you excited. Well, imagine an energy source that is so boundless and is so generous that you can never use it up. Imagine that its sole purpose is to build you up, to fill you with joy, to save you from the things you wish you hadn't done, to draw you closer to the one who loves you most. And now imagine that all that beautiful energy is free, absolutely free. Astonishing, isn't it? That's what you get today. The Jesus Christ who walked the paths of the Galilee and Jerusalem over 2,000 years ago died on the cross, but his energy was not destroyed on that cross. In fact, in a way, it was released. It was made available to all of us to heal us, to strengthen us, to warm us, to comfort us, to challenge us, and to applaud us. God's energy may have resided in the life force in that carpenter's son, but it did not remain the same. It was transformed by Jesus' death into the spiritual force of the King of Glory. His energy has not been created, and it was not destroyed. It has always been, and it will always be. And it is available to us all for the love of us, by the one who made us. So today we sing Alleluia. There is no better word of thanks for the gift of the energy that fills our hearts and souls and lungs than to say it loud. Join with me. Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen.